News, I'm Gene Randall. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is charging that India is planning a major cross-border military attack to divert world attention from its crackdown in its sector of disputed Kashmir. Khan was speaking to a national television audience for Pakistan's Independence Day celebrations. New Delhi this month dissolved the semi-autonomous constitutional status for the Indian-run section of the Muslim-majority Kashmir region. VOA correspondent Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad.
I think the attempt that Prime Minister Imran Khan made was to try to draw international attention to this situation that he said could be sort of an ethnic cleansing and genocide of the Kashmiri people that India might have been conducting in order to impose its unilateral revocation of the Kashmir autonomy.
Police in Hong Kong are using tear gas once again in the face of renewed pro-democracy protests in the city. But Hong Kong Airport is back in operation after a judge granted an interim order to limit demonstrations that crippled one of the world's busiest air travel hubs. But there is something else to report, some disturbing satellite images. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The images collected by Maxar's Worldview are thought to be of around 500 armored personnel carriers and other vehicles belonging to the Chinese paramilitary People's Armed Police. They are parked in a sports complex in the city of Shenzhen in what some have interpreted as a threat from Beijing to use increased force against pro-democracy protesters across the border in Hong Kong. Chinese state media have said only that the exercises had been planned beforehand and were not directly related to the unrest in Hong Kong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian government forces claim they captured five villages in the country's northwest early today, putting them closer to the major rebel-controlled town of Khan Shaykhun. It is one of the most heavily populated centers in embattled Idlib province, the last remaining rebel stronghold in the country. The UN Refugee Agency warns that time is running out for more than 500 migrants stranded in the Mediterranean Sea, faced with threatening weather as rescue vessels are denied a safe port of entry. Charlie Yaxley is a spokesman for the agency.
The rough seas are expected to intensify during the course of today and into tomorrow. This is a question of how much we're willing to turn a blind eye to the suffering of people who have fled war and violence.
Yaxley also talked about the refugee state of mind and the view that no one should be sent back to Libya.
People don't choose to risk their lives on these dangerous journeys unless they feel the desperation that their lives are in better hands on the water than on remaining on the land. The intensifying fighting, the widespread reports of abuses, including arbitrary detention, means it cannot be considered to have a safe port. Nobody should be returned there.
The World Health Organization calls new treatments for Ebola a positive step in the fight against the epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. But the WHO says other factors, including community engagement, remain crucial in stopping the spread of the disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Rigorous clinical trials of four treatments for Ebola show that two of them vastly improve the chances of survival. The World Health Organization says the use of Regen EB3 and MAB114 provide an effective treatment for people infected with the deadly virus. But WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier cautions these new remedies alone will not stop Ebola.
What will stop Ebola, under the leadership of the government in the DRC, is good surveillance, good infection prevention and control, good community engagement, and excellent vaccination. So, of course, the human factor is a very important factor here.
The latest figures reported by WHO put the number of Ebola cases at 2,831. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. stock market has been in a kind of free fall today amid troubling signs the country might be headed for a recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 600 points. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
The voice VOA, the voice of America.